for just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Oh, welcome to Tuesday's show.
Good morning, studio.
Morning.
How about this? Here we are again. Okay, so I saw on social media yesterday, it was, you just want a lifetime supply of whatever you bought last. Okay?
Okay.
Around the room, you just bought a lifetime supply of whatever you bought last. And I'll go first, because I know what I bought last. I bought one last night. I bought a smoothie from the old Urban Juicer after I finished boxing.
Yeah.
About a little smoothie with protein in it. So I just want a lifetime supply of smoothies. I'll take them. Amy, last thing you bought.
I just got a lifetime supply of bottled water. The last thing I bought.
That's awesome.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Wow. I wanted it to be something I could eat, not drink.
Wow, but still you're saving money. Lunchbox.
Okay.
I got a lifetime supply of peanuts.
You bought peanuts?
Yeah, because my wife was making peanut soup and you put peanuts on the top and she had me stop and get peanuts.
Peanut soup, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. It has like potatoes and celery and all, I don't know, and corn.
That's pretty good.
Peanuts on top. I was thinking like some Thai dish.
Yeah, but she forgot the peanuts, so I had to go get the peanuts. So I went to the store and got a bag of peanuts.
Our producer, Eddie, the last thing you bought?
Mine's terrible. I bought a blow-up Halloween thing of Mickey Mouse for the front yard.
Lifetime supply.
Oh.
This is such a bad deal for me.
You just want a lifetime supply of that, of Mickey Mouse inflatables.
Great.
Wow, you should bring that peanut soup recipe in. Let Amy put it on her blog. Or put it on yours.
Okay. I don't know the recipe. I'll have to ask the wife.
That's what I'm saying. Ask the wife and come back with it.
I'll get it.
I don't want you to guess.
I mean,
this is what I think peanut soup is. Heat up water, pour some peanuts in there, eat it. The end.
I know it's got peanut butter, celery, corn.
Okay. Just go find out and bring it back.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
This guy named Jim Havlinek lives in Oregon. Drove all the way to Pennsylvania. Think about that. Like, do the line of driving from Oregon to Pennsylvania.
It's a long drive.
It's all the way across the country to adopt a two-legged dog named Nubs. Nubs is a husky chow mix. He lost two of his paws after being born in a puppy mill. He was rescued, but no one wanted to adopt him. When Jim saw the story online, he drove again, all the way from Oregon, on the left side of the country, all the way to Pennsylvania. Now Nubs also has a pair of prosthetic hind legs.
Oh no, I love it all.
Yeah. Jim Havlinek, back in Oregon, probably. It's a long drive. Could still be on the road.
If you're listening.
Yeah. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. In California, a state of emergency has been declared. The wildfires are really intense. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated. Over 1,500 buildings have been destroyed. In Las Vegas, police revealed a major change to the Vegas gunman's timeline. We're now finding out the hotel security guard was shot before the man opened on the crowd. And finally, yes, another storm is forming, Tropical Storm Ophelia, in the Atlantic. Officials say as of right now, it's not a threat to the United States.
Yesterday, for a half hour, Dolly Parton was in studio, and we were talking about I Will Always Love You. And that's Dolly's version, obviously. And here's Whitney's. And I just had so many questions about that song. And so finally, Dolly's here. I'm asking questions. I asked her about that song.
In 1972, I think I wrote it. So at the same time I wrote Jolene. That was a good writing day.
You wrote this for the same day?
Yeah, I believe so. It was right in that writing period of time because I remember all my paperwork. And, like, they came out pretty close, you know, at the same time. So everybody said, boy, what was you taking? That was a good writing day. But it was. But that song, you know, came from a very serious place. And everybody's always heard the story when I was working with the Porter Wagoner show. And I was trying to go out on my own. And it was taking a big honk out of his show and the fact that we had one of those love-hate relationships and it was just hard to move on. And so he wasn't listening to anything I had to say. So I went home and wrote that song, took it back the next morning and said, sit down, I need you to hear something. So I sang it and he was crying. So he said, okay, you can go, providing I can produce that record. So he did. And so that's how it came about. But it was only when Whitney recorded it that it became like such a worldwide hit. And so that's just, I'll always love Whitney Houston.
How did they approach you for that?
Well, that's a funny thing. Kevin Costner was producing or directing, and I imagine producing also, the Bodyguard movie. And he was in it. And so they had a song that was going to be the theme. And just before they got ready to do the movie, someone else covered the song they were going to use. So they had to find another song. And his secretary, or his assistant, somebody said, there's a Dolly Parton song I love, called I Will Always Love You. I think it would just fit this. And he said, oh, yeah, I love that song. So they contacted me about using it. I said, absolutely. And so I sent it, and I hadn't heard anything more about it until I heard it going driving from my office to my house in Brentwood. I heard I didn't know if they had ever used it or anything. And so I just heard Whitney saying, if I did the acapella part, and it wasn't ringing true. I thought, well, that's weird. That's, you know, something caught my attention. And it was only when she went into the course of it that I Will Always Love You that I realized what I was listening to. And it was so overwhelming, I almost wrecked. I just pulled off just the greatness and the bigness and the fact that that was my song. And it was just so out of nowhere. And I have to honestly say that is one of the biggest thrills and one of the most overwhelming feelings I've ever had about anything in my life.
You heard it in your car.
Mm-hmm. Heard it on the radio. And
how about that, huh?
Yeah, Dolly was in yesterday. It was awesome. Ah, the whole thing's up at BobbyBones.com. The Bobby Bones
Show. Bobby Bones. Let's go.
All right, time for positivity around the room. A little segment we call Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
All right, so I'll go first. This guy, Hans Miller, he's 21 years old. He asked his girlfriend, Brooke, 20, to join him on a short flight over their home in Bison, Kansas. And so they're up, and he's like, I'm going to propose. He had arranged to have his message mowed in a field, so as they're flying over, he could point down, and then she saw it.
What? That's amazing.
The romantic groom-to-be caught the moment on camera and shared the footage, and now it's viral. She said yes.
That's cool.
How about that, huh?
Love it.
Amy?
Well, shout out to a barber in particular. We hear these stories all the time. There's a six-year-old kid named Wyatt. He has autism, and this barber is just getting the message out that you can cut their hair. Sometimes it's really difficult, but you just have to do things that are going to be proactive and helpful for them. Like, he turns the music down when Wyatt comes in. He will do whatever he needs to do, including a picture that recently went out and is going crazy where Wyatt's on the ground and he's cutting his hair on the ground. You kind of just get on their level and you'll be good to go.
That's awesome. I saw another one where he went out to the car.
Yeah, that's another story too. Yeah. I think it's good to spread the story so that other barbers know kind of what they need to do.
Lunchbox.
Old Mary, she's 80 years old, just celebrated her 80th birthday. You're like, oh, so why does that make Tell Me Something Good? When she was 5 years old, she was diagnosed with a heart murmur, and the doctor said, listen, she'll be lucky to live to her 17th birthday. And she said, you know what, doctor, I'm going to keep on living. And now old Mary's 80 years old. Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you.
That's a good one there.
Yeah, granny just getting along.
Yeah, shutter.
Oh, okay. Boy. Oh, stop. Boy. All right. I stayed up to watch The Voice last night because Natalie Stovall, who plays with us in The Raging Idiots, but first of all, just an amazing artist herself. Like, we only got her because I was like, hey, you're so good. Come play with us. But I haven't watched this episode of The Voice forever. And I was like, okay, I'm going to watch episode of The Voice. Oh, it's 2 hours? Oh.
Yeah, I know.
It was like, rough. I sure hope Natalie's on early. And then she wasn't. Like, 100 minutes into it, still no her. And then I was like, man, I guess they're going to really feature her at the end and really crush it. And there was like a 6-second piece where they're like, Team Blake picks Natalie Stovall.
I thought I missed something. So I rewound to try to find a more full performance. And then I was like, shoot.
I didn't even text her because I felt like she's probably embarrassed too.
Yeah.
She was like, that's all they showed? Because she made it. Yeah. She wasn't even one of the ones that didn't make it.
She
yeah, they
good.
Had more airtime.
She looked
yeah,
good.
The ones who didn't
yeah.
make
yeah.
it.
She sounded
like,
good.
And
for
so
that
for like 3 seconds, she was like, ah. And it was like, and Natalie Stovall makes Team Blake. And so she did an old Still Driver song, which Chris Stapleton's lead singer of.
I wouldn't be wishing I was free.
But we didn't get to hear it.
Man.
But she made it, so she'll be on again. But I was like, aw, if I watch 2 hours, listen, if I turn something on Netflix and it's over 120 minutes long, I'm like, I'm out. That's a movie.
Yeah, it is a movie.
And I watched the movie The Voice last night. And I got to tell you.
Both parts.
It gets like a C- on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, man.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Garth Brooks has given an engaged couple a pretty awesome wedding gift, a live version of a song recorded just for them. So this couple, they're at a Garth concert. They held up a sign that said, Garth, pick out our wedding song. That's all they wanted? Well, then he started singing To Make You Feel My Love to them. Well, it was recorded. So then he reached out and was able to give them that version of the song at the concert so they can play it at their wedding.
That's cool. Do you know who wrote that song?
To make you feel my love.
Nope. Make you feel my love.
I don't.
Bob Dylan.
Oh, now I do because yeah. you did it in the Bob Dylan voice. Jesse James Decker and her husband Eric Decker are expecting their third child. She announced it yesterday on Instagram, and it's pretty much the cutest video ever. You can check it out, bobbybones.com.
Wait, why is it cute? What happened?
Oh, she sat down with their daughter, and her daughter had been praying to Jesus for a baby. Like a baby brother, baby sister, whatever. And they sat down to tell her, and she was just so excited. Her prayer had been answered, and she's just over the moon about being a big sister. So it was adorable. Amy, that's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A man broke into a cell phone store and stole $2,000 worth of cell phones. Only problem is, before he left, a couple of the display ones, he took selfies on the phones.
Why? Test out
that's
the,
very funny.
Test out
I don't know, but it made him really easy to identify.
That is very funny. Like, I wonder if he was just, like, messing with it and set off the camera, because there he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
what's his name? They got him in the news?
Yeah, they don't have his name, but they said he was arrested.
Probably minor. He looks young. But man.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Show.
If you lived in 92, you feel like right now, you go, if you give me 92, I'm good. I'll call it a day.
Yeah, 92 is really good.
There's this 92-year-old guy in Iowa City. He's playing the lottery, and he won the Lucky for Life game, which means that
he gets
$25,000 a year for the rest of his life.
Wow. Sweet.
It's not bad.
He's 92. He bought a fortune cookie last month at a casino that said, you will discover an unexpected treasure.
Mm.
And this 92-year-old guy in Iowa City won the Lucky for Life contest.
Okay.
You know what that reminds? And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? If you work odd hours, it completely messes with your body and your sleeping and your mental health. I love reading stories like this. I work the oddest of hours. We all do. And all you third shifters out there, like, we understand your pain. Now, if you're just waking up and you're going to school with the kids, bleh, not for you. This
yeah.
is a story for us. According to a new study, working through the night, early morning, third shift is related to a ton of medical problems. Our bodies, this is me talking here. Our bodies, through my research, they are designed to wake up when the sun rises. Because that's how the Native Americans did it.
Yes.
Or the people in England.
It's good for
natives.
Your circadian rhythm.
And then you're supposed to go to sleep when the sun goes down.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Not how I wake up. That's why I don't think I can do this much longer.
We go to sleep when it's still light outside and we wake up when it's dark.
Or I go to sleep when it's dark and wake up an hour later and it's still dark. So I read that story. I just want to throw that out there. Eddie Jr., Eddie's 9-year-old, didn't know all the oceans. And so he goes to his dad, relatively smart guy.
Yeah, of course. And when he has homework, that's what he does. His dad, come help me with this.
And so you also didn't know all the oceans.
No, man. Apparently they added an ocean.
Okay, Lunchbox, how many oceans can you name?
I got. Okay. You ready? Atlantic.
Okay, there you go.
Pacific. Indian. Antarctic.
The Arctic?
Antarctic Ocean.
Mm-mm.
It's the Arctic. Yeah, it's the Arctic Ocean.
But it's down there.
You know what? I'll accept that. Go ahead.
The Caspian's a sea.
That's true. The Mediterranean's a sea. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what he said, but
did he already say Indian?
Yes.
Yeah.
He did.
Go ahead. Any other ones you can think
Man,
of?
Man, I think that may be all the oceans.
How did you do four?
Australian Ocean. There has to be one over there by Australia.
Mm. Isn't there like a south?
Go ahead.
Oh, South Africa.
No, stop like talking. You stop talking now. Like Amy, go ahead.
Indian, Arctic, Atlantic, Pacific, Southern.
That's it.
Wow. Yes!
Eddie didn't know
that.
It. Eddie's.
I had no idea. I felt like they added an ocean while I was living my life. From elementary school, when I learned these things, there's a Southern Ocean. And guess what? Junior would have had 100 if it wasn't for me.
Oh, but what?
What'd you tell him to
do? Oh, I was like, no, that's not wrong. I mean, I was like, no, there's no other ocean. That's
you told him it was.
Yes. Because he had written him out, and I was like, okay, you messed up.
That's going to be me. My kids are going to miss so many.
Yes, dude. I feel so bad now.
Hey, any parents out there just really screwed up their kids by giving them wrong info on their homework? I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, no, that's what I did.
Our producer, Eddie, has a 9-year-old, and he said, no, there's no such thing as a Southern Ocean, and hurt his grade. Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. If you are detrimental to your kid's schoolwork, call us. The Bobby Bones Show. Our producer, Eddie, has two kids, 9 and around 4, and the older one, 9-year-old, was like, hey, got some homework. Listen out to 5 oceans. Here's the old Southern Ocean. And his dad, producer Eddie, is like, no, that's wrong. There's no such thing as the Southern Ocean. Well, there is. And so you kept him from getting 100.
Yeah, sure did. My fault.
Yeah, I would use that against you for a long time if I were him.
Yeah, this is not the first time I've done it, too.
Oh, really?
So I'm thinking he's going to stop going to me now.
When you get 9 or 10, though, you start to get smarter at school.
Yeah. He's already smarter than I am.
That's what
I
I'm
mean,
saying.
For
like,
sure.
At school stuff, they know more.
Yeah, but will he retain it? That is the question.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But does he have street smarts? Hey, let's go over to Echo on Virginia Beach. Hey, Echo.
Hi.
Hey, thank you for calling. What's going on?
So, it's funny. I thought that I was the only person, but I did the same thing that Eddie did with his kid. My stepson came home probably 3 or 4 years ago, and he was working on a map, and he was like, in the Southern Ocean. And I was like, there's no way. There's no Southern Ocean. And I had never learned about it when I was in school, but I'm glad it wasn't just me.
Well, misery loves company is what I always say. All right, guys?
Yeah.
We have a lot of people calling in that are detrimental to their kids' schoolwork. We're going to take some more of those calls. By the way, appreciate that call. Appreciate you. Where is that?
You!
There it is.
I lost it. Last week, everything, all that stuff went away. I lost all my spots on the board. Anyway, I appreciate you.
Yo!
There it is. Those calls coming up. Let me talk about, if you go to, and you have an iPhone, which I think most of us here, if all of us do.
Yeah.
If you go to settings, and then you go to battery, it tells you your number one battery drainer. Because Amy's been complaining that she turns the phone on and her battery shuts down since she updated it. And there are a lot of theories, like as soon as they put out a new operating system, they want you to buy the new phone.
So that your phone won't die.
So it tells you if you're having a problem, what your battery usage is. So for me, my number one thing that I use is messages at 16%, which is just text messages.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Number two is iHeartRadio, which is 15%. And number three is Snapchat, 10%.
Wow.
So, but I don't have battery issues. And I always keep it charged when I'm not using it. It's like my car gas tank, always prepared. Famous person said, stay ready, never got to get ready. Amy,
yes.
What is yours?
My number one usage is Instagram.
Yeah.
At like 40%.
Wow.
Do you always record just in case?
You're saving videos.
Is she leaving it running?
I don't know. I do watch a lot of stories.
But mine is in the teens, my most.
No.
Yeah, that's a lot.
My 40%? Messages is second with 19%.
Wow.
Bobby, I bet your phone audio is 0.
Phone, like held?
Like talking on the phone. Because mine's
none, and no voicemails, none of that. Eddie, what is yours?
Mine's Golf Clash, a game I play. 34%.
Wow. You're such a loser, dude.
I need to slow that one down.
What's Golf Clash?
It's a game, like a golf game that you play with other people on the phone, I guess.
You can play against people?
Yeah, people. Oh, I don't know who they are, but...
But can we play against each other?
Yes, we can.
Oh, great.
And we can talk trash to each other. It's fun.
That's about to be Bobby's most.
Oh, Eddie and I used to put on headsets and play Call of Duty.
All the time.
Yeah.
Back before we did this job, we had two different jobs. We'd get on and be like, hey, 10-4, you in there, brother? And you're like, yeah. Kids are asleep. They are.
Let's take on these kids, Bones.
Let's get them. 1, 2. And the kids would yell at us and talk dirty and stuff. We'd be like, take the headset off.
Yeah, I didn't like that part.
Yeah, I neither. It felt a little adulty. I didn't like that. Our producer Eddie has a 9-year-old. 9-year-old came home, was listing out the oceans, and listed out the Southern Ocean. And Eddie goes, that's not a thing. So, erased it, took it in, kept him from getting 100. Like, Eddie actually corrupted his son's homework. Lindsay in Huntington, Indiana, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
I did the same thing to my daughter this year. Well, she brought her math homework home. She's 13 in eighth grade, and I was helping her do it because I was a math whiz, all the advanced math classes, like math was my thing, and she got an F.
Well,
what'd you do wrong?
Wait, an F? That's not even close.
I know. Like, there was like 16 points, and she got 8 of them right. Apparently, I taught her like the wrong way to do it, because math is totally different now.
They switched the style on you.
I know. Now, though, I Google. So, Eddie, Google. Because when I don't know, I Google the problem, and then it'll show me how to do it. And I'm like, okay, let's try this way.
When
so,
in doubt,
I'm doing
Google.
Better.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you very much for calling. Hey, let's go to Elisa. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling us from?
Newport News, Virginia.
Thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
All right, Eddie, don't feel bad. This might take the cake. So... I was on the game show Wheel of Fortune.
Wow.
And I was in first place, and this particular puzzle, I had a car and a cruise. I was on track to wrap this thing up, go to the bonus round. And I was debating between two vowels, and I picked the wrong vowel. And to this day, my parents blame themselves for years and years of telling me the wrong phrase.
So what was the phrase?
Well, see if you guys can finish it correctly.
All right, go ahead.
The rain in Spain falls mainly...
on the plains. Plains.
Say again, mainly...
on the plains. not like plain. Like the plains, like the flatland.
Oh, right. Yeah, so I thought it was on the plains, too. So did my parents. No, it's in. The rain falls mainly in.
Oh, in. So it's not even plain.
Wow.
That was...
It's in.
In the plane.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was on as well.
The wah-wah.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's your parents'
That's
fault.
That's funny. I blame them, too, for me messing up right there. Oh, hey.
I don't feel so bad now that you guys, you know, didn't know, too. I'm not the only one.
So she chose the O instead of the I.
I was thinking it was going to be the planes. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Like spelled plane wrong.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you for calling. I appreciate you. Tell your parents we said what up, too. They got a big shout-out this morning. How about that? How about those guys? Never going to get it. As of 2017, 6 million people still use this every single day. All right? So we're talking about now. 6 million people use this every day. And why this is fascinating is I don't know one who does. I don't think I do. Maybe I know one. As of 2017, 6 million people use one of these every single day. Spoil it, Lunchbox.
Home phone.
Home phone.
Bing.
Not it. Never gonna get it. We'll do it in a second.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'm about to hit you with it. As of 2017, 6 million people still use one of these. Amy.
CD player in their car.
No. I bet you it's way more than that. Lunchbox.
This is easy. I don't know how I didn't know it. Public library.
Oh. Eddie.
I got it. A calculator. Hit me. Oh.
No. Let's take one more shot here. Never going to get it. Dan in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Hey, it's a fax machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, is wrong.
Okay. I thought that was all right.
Sorry, Dan. Have a good day, buddy. Appreciate you. Never going to get it. 6 million people still use a pager.
Really?
Yeah, a pager.
Wow.
Are they all doctors?
Probably. And drug dealers.
And military.
Okay, well, yeah. I think we've just made all the 6 million.
Okay, there you go.
6 million people still use a pager. The story says, prepare to bundle up. This is going to be one of the brutaliest, coldest winters in a long time. Oh. That sounds... I just am not into the cold. At all. I don't like when it gets below 50. Much less winter. Meteorologists believe the Northeast will have tons of snowfall.
Shout out, Boston.
I just think back when...
Yes.
Our people in Boston... Remember that humongous snowstorm?
Yeah.
So here's what I'm saying. The reason I bring it up is before it's too late and before everybody's out, get your batteries and your flashlights and those kind of things. I'm not saying doomsday prep. I'm just saying get a few things, candles, flashlights, just some cold weather supplies. Public service announcement, not end of the world. That's all. Not Walking Dead. Just grab a few flashlights.
A famous person says once, stay ready.
A famous person once said, they ready, never got to get ready.
That's right.
That's right. So, prepare to bundle up. That's that. I guess we could talk about this for a second. This woman's playing a game on her phone because Eddie was talking about... What game do you play on your
Golf
phone?
Golf Clash.
Golf Clash takes up like 30% of his phone battery. Never even heard of Golf Clash. This woman, she's 21. She went blind in one of her eyes last week because she was playing her cell phone game for a full day straight.
Whoa.
Yeah. She was on like a phone bender.
She blind?
She lost one of her eyes. And the doctor's like, I don't think she'll get her vision back.
That's crazy.
Because she stared at her phone. You can't... Listen, I'm trying not to be a hypocrite. I look at my phone a lot, but I don't keep eye contact with this phone. So, 21-year-old, she loved the game called Honor of Kings. She took a day off work and played it the entire day.
She took a day off work?
She took the day
it wasn't
off.
Even like a Sunday?
No, that's why she keep playing the whole time. Yeah, she's permanently blind in one eye.
Wow.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, you think about it, you're looking into a light the whole time. That's all it is, a light.
I'm telling you, I did a thing with my dog last night. He hates the phone so much. I'm convinced there's some sort of like radiation coming out of it that I can't feel that he can. That he's like, ooh, get that away from me. Because I put it up. What does he know what a phone is? Because I'll do it with a spoon. He doesn't move his head and get away from it.
Right.
So how close are you putting it?
No, I just, somewhat close. Like if I was taking a picture of you.
Uh-huh.
Within 6 feet.
Wow.
And he's like, ooh, I don't like that. I'm convinced that my dog is telling me that there's something coming out of this.
Dogs are smart.
I've been telling you that.
Stop it.
I've been telling you that. Because I like, we're going to wake up in 30 years and have these big tumors on the side of our outside of our head.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't research done on cell phones before we all had them and are just holding them up to our head.
Mine's,
that's why I don't get on mine. That's why I don't talk on the phone. And also don't like talking on the phone. That's why. Also, there needs to be a rule like about FaceTiming. I think you should send a text, unless there's like three people in your life, that's it. You should send a text before you just hit FaceTime.
Why?
Oh.
Because it's
you
just...
You don't do that.
You're like one of the three people. Just to you.
Oh.
And maybe to Eddie.
Is it like knocking on the door and being like, hey, you dressed?
Kind of. Okay. Yes.
Okay, so you have three people that are a list of people you're okay with doing
yes.
it, but otherwise...
It just, you shouldn't do that. You should text someone and go, hey, can you FaceTime? And then you FaceTime.
Okay.
What happened?
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
Okay,
everybody just does it all the time. Instead of my phone ringing, it's like...
You're tired of getting dressed?
Listen, I don't care. I'll be butt naked. I have no problem being
naked.
Yeah,
you would.
Sometimes I need a heads up if I have too much acne cream on.
Like
Bobby's on the list. It doesn't matter. But other people, sometimes I'm like, oh, shoot. Got to go wash my face and then answer.
But yeah, you should send FT question mark.
Oh.
Then if you get a yes back, then it's okay to FaceTime.
Got it.
That's what I think.
No, just don't answer.
Or you can just not answer.
Exactly.
Yeah,
the
problem
not
is,
easy.
Sometimes you hit it and then you're on and it's like, whoop.
Oops.
Hey.
And you know where I am and you get the whole thing. Mike D is our phone screener. About to come off the phones, but for now he's still our phone screener and helps produce a lot of segments. And Mike sent me a note. He goes, hey, it was a cool moment yesterday because Dolly Parton walked into the glass room, which doesn't happen a lot, right, Mike?
Not a lot, no.
They just kind of walk past that because this is like the big room.
Yeah.
They don't look at the little people.
They don't go in there.
Yeah. So Dolly Parton comes by and says what to you?
She liked my hair. She said, who's that guy with hair wilder than mine?
And so,
awesome.
and you were like, what?
I was like, and then she shook my hand. And nobody ever goes in there.
So I always talk about how the really successful people do the really little things. They do them really right. And even yesterday, after Dolly left, I was like, Dolly was here 15 minutes early. She was sitting there. She was talking. She was nice. Like, she was business, but she was great at it. And so Mike made this list.
of the top five artists and went out of their way to say hi to the producers in the glass room.
Yeah.
Which
on their way.
This is interesting.
To the room. Yeah. Now, you'll see something very in common with them, too. But so, at number one on the list, not in any ranking, but just in order, Dolly Parton. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. So, you told us that story. She said, hey, your hair is crazy like mine.
Yeah.
Very kind. Up on the list at number two was Shania Twain. So she said hello?
Yeah, she came in there, touched my shoulder.
Dang! At number three, Tim McGraw.
He's a boss.
What'd Tim say? You remember?
I think he just introduced himself. Yeah.
Walked in and said hello. The door said please, said thank you. At number four, the GOAT. Garth Brooks. Garth says hello to everyone, yeah. Right in their eyeballs, shakes their hand. Like, he's the greatest at just making you go, Garth Brooks only cares about me right now. I mean, he is, right?
Yeah.
And finally, Faith Hill stopped by the glass room.
That was awesome.
Look at Mike. It was awesome, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Faith's been really nice to me at times, too, where I'm like away from the show. Like, just out in normal land. Like, extremely kind. And I'm like, man... Is this real? But what are these people having in common?
Yeah.
They're legends.
Mega stars.
Yeah.
They're mega stars. And there's a reason, because they do the tiny things right all the time. Like, imagine if they're stopping by and saying hi to a random producer. No offense, but we're all random producers in somebody's world. Then imagine they're doing all the little people. Imagine what they're doing with all the big people. Like, when I go look at a place, I'm writing this second book now, which, by the way, is going to be a lot worse than my first book. I can tell you right now. It's like a book. It won't come out till the summer, but I mean, I don't know how it's going. But I talk about how, like, when I look at places, like businesses, I get things I do outside of this show. Like, I look at, like, who they take out the trash. I look at, like, how the people treat you up front before I start looking at anything else. Because the tiny details are where all the big decisions are made. Even when I hire people. That's what I do. Anyway, this is a cool list. I like that.
Cool.
They're all megastars.
Love it.
There's also this thing with new artists. When new artists get cool real quick, they think they're way cooler than they really are. And they always come back. If they stay, they always get a little dose of reality real quick. Mm. It's like a soap opera star. There's a difference in a soap opera star and Tom Hanks.
Oh.
The soap opera star wants you to know they're cool because they're really not that cool yet. And they want you to have that, oh, look how big a deal I am. Tom Hanks had nothing to prove. Tom Hanks is just him. Anyway, I could go on. And I will. So also.
You've thought about this.
Yeah. But I thought that was a cool list that he put together and just reminded me.
Interesting, too, because, yeah, we don't know what's going on in the glass room.
And most of the huge stars get here early. They always get here early. And we're like, hey, is A-list huge star here? Yep. Been here 15 minutes. Wow. But they're a huge star. Then I'm like, well, that's why they're a huge star.
Is brand new star with the barely hit here?
Oh, no, 15 minutes late. Oh, they are? Yeah, they're stuck in traffic. Oh, well, you know what? Whenever Blake was coming in, Blake left way early and decided to get here 30 minutes early just in case traffic was going to hit him. That's the difference. And that's not just stars. This is real life. This is business at work. This is why some people are super successful and some are just moderately successful. The small details.
I will pay attention to the little people, but I may not.
It's not about little people. It's little details. It's all little details.
Oh,
dang. That did not sound good.
That sounded so bad.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant.
Let's just get out of here. Wow. Hey, all the little people out there.
That's not what I meant.
Amy will pay attention to you.
Wow.
All right, over to you, Amy. Let's go. Bobby
Boneshell. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
It's official. Natalie Stovall has made it on The Voice. After weeks of blind auditions, her moment on the show aired last night during a montage of fellow performers. I was free if it hadn't been for love.
Good for Natalie.
Yeah.
Four cold walls against my.
So we'll see what happens.
She earned a spot on Blake Shelton's team. So yesterday, Ellen DeGeneres teased an interview with Oprah, and this is for her Ellen's show Me More thing that she's doing on YouTube. Which
Me More?
Ellen's show Me More show.
Huh? Me More? I don't know what this is.
It's like a more. It's like more in depth.
Me, comma, more.
Or is the person's name Memore?
No, the person's name is not Memore. Anyway, it's launching today on YouTube, and Oprah's on, and she asks Oprah what her ATM PIN number is, and Oprah's like, I don't know. I don't think I have one. I haven't been to the bank in 30 years. And then she shared a story where actually she goes, wait a second. I did go to the bank the other day. It was my first time, and I was depositing a check for $2 million.
Hey,
she goes,
Oprah keeps it real.
Wow.
I would assume it's called Me, comma, More.
It's a play on Show Me More.
Okay.
So it's Ellen's Show Me More show.
Okay.
Get it?
I mean, the story of Oprah was great. We kind of got lost in the Me More thing. But no.
My bad.
Go ahead.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Thank you. All right. Let's do the morning corny here.
The morning corny.
What is a ghost's favorite pasta?
What's a ghost's favorite pasta?
Fettuccine Alfredo.
That's so dumb.
That was the morning corny.
Pretty dumb. That's pretty funny, though. Everybody can relax about the temperature in this room.
It is freezing, dude.
All I did was ask, are you still warm?
And I'm pretty okay right now.
Because we're all freezing.
I mean, it's like 65 degrees in here.
It's probably less than that, but guys, until we get a new studio, we're using old equipment that just generates heat. I'm sitting behind the board. And I push all the buttons. And we're running 1970s technology here. This is Jerry House's old board.
Yeah. Can we all sit back there with you?
If there were room, you all could.
Exactly. Huddle around the fire.
I'll take the board.
Goodness.
I also think you're sharper if you're colder.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking about being cold.
Well, I'm not. I feel pretty good. Thank you for asking.
Okay, good. That's all that matters.
Okay. So Amy gets in her mailbox and she finds a letter and they say they want to buy your house.
Yeah, it's a realtor saying that they have a buyer that's interested in my house and they want to buy it.
Is it handwritten?
typed, but signature was signed. Real ink, not like photocopy signed. So I don't know how real it is. I don't know if this is a scam and this is something that's happening, or I should really look into it, because what if it's some crazy cash offer?
Oh, she thinks it.
Wow.
I know. I've already gone like in my head that they are just
Johnny Bonanza shows up with a bucket full of cash.
Yeah. And they just want to buy it, which I really don't want to move because we just gotten settled there and the kids' room's ready to go. But I mean,
but if it's like $100 million, how do you say no? How do you
turn that down?
Don't be ridiculous.
Oh.
It's not going to be that. But what if it's like,
what if it's a lie?
What if it's that kind of offer? I mean, I just am like, wait, am I about to get suckered into something where they're going to like, I'm going to call them and they're going to talk me into this being a good idea?
So I've had people put business cards on my, not now, because I don't live in a great neighborhood now. I live in a neighborhood that I hope will be good one day.
Yeah.
But
mine's on its way there, maybe.
No, your list is one of the top five in the country as being awesome.
Yeah, but it's still a little sketch.
Yeah, but it was still listed top five in the country of being awesome neighborhood. So, but I've had the business card, but never the letter. So I'll ask, because I know we have a lot of people out there that deal in real estate. Is this ever a real thing? Because I'm sure sometimes it's just maybe not a scam, but an opportunity.
I thought about if this is an opportunity, did they read the same article reread and saw that our neighborhood is like on the list of one of the top places? So then they're like, now's the time to distribute the flyers.
So our number is 877-77-BOBBY. That's our number, 877-77-BOBBY.
Amy, everyone in your neighborhood gets it.
Did you get it door to door?
Yeah, I get them all the time because what they're doing is they're hoping that maybe someone's in financial trouble, maybe you're falling behind on your payments, and then you look as a way out, and they'll give you just enough where you make a little bit of money, but not very much.
Nah.
Oh, I need to get in this. I need to write some letters.
That's a good deal.
Okay, somebody call us that can verify, because, fake news over there.
That was fake news.
Every house gets it.
Hey, but the thing is, you just fake news us so much.
Yeah, we're used to it.
That we can't trust anything.
What do you mean?
That was fake news.
Did Brothers Osborne get it?
I don't know.
For sure they got it. If they live next door to
you,
they got it.
Do you know that for sure?
Yeah.
You don't know that.
That was fake news.
Okay.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
By the way, we're about 5 minutes away from Lunchbox's fake news story of the day. Stories that people probably think are real. And even Lunchbox bit on a little bit. But he shares it with us as the fake news story of the day. The thing is, they're not real stories. But people are spreading them on Facebook like they are. Amy found a letter in her mailbox. It was like, hey, we'd like to make you an offer on your house. And Amy's like, dang, if they're coming after me, they probably want to offer top dollar.
Cash money.
Cash money.
Yeah.
Hey, Beth in Charleston, South Carolina.
What's up, guys?
What's happening?
Well, I work in real estate, and this is a pretty common practice for especially such a hot seller's market around here. Buyers have their hearts set on particular neighborhoods. Their kids want to go to certain schools. And so if there aren't any homes listed in that neighborhood, they'll get with a realtor that is willing to go the extra mile and try and find them something.
So what you're saying is this is a real-life thing at some point where they'll just go and say, anyone, 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 and it's legit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are some cases out there where people, you know, maybe don't have a buyer and they're trying to get a listing. But for the most part, you know, I would do some research on whoever it was that sent it to you. And if you have a realtor contact, I mean, have your realtor contact them.
Okay.
But you're in real estate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is someone that's like, this is a real thing.
Y'all, I have a buyer. I bet they thought my house was so cute.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm sure your house is really cute, but I would wager that they probably sent a letter to, like, other people on your street, too.
Oh.
Because they want to live in the neighborhood.
Ask your neighbors.
I get it. Yeah. But that's fine. I could be the lucky winner.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, totally. Beth, appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Maybe it's someone moving down from California or New York.
Yeah, they have a ton of money because their cost of living is
maybe
so high.
It's someone from Silicon Valley.
Wow.
And they want to pay cash.
Okay, stop it.
What if?
You and your cash.
So who was right?
Cash is the best. Cash is king.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Is it?
It is, isn't it?
I don't know.
She's been watching Narcos.
Too much Narcos king. Over there.
I don't even, what if
too,
I...
Too
I
much Ozark what, and Narcos.
What if I don't call my realtor and I just handle this deal on my own?
Okay. For sure your husband will love that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't even tell your husband. Don't call your realtor or your husband.
I'm going to be like, surprise!
Make him so proud of you.
I know.
Be like, honey,
I
just sold our house.
For cash.
For three beans. And I promise that these three beans will just... Oh,
we have to move out tomorrow.
You can get a... By the way, I think you should get a flu shot. I'm not one of these conspiracy theorists that think that the flu shot is the government controlling your brain. I think the flu shot is...
I'm back and forth on that.
Them doing their best job at guessing the strain that's going to affect people the most.
Yeah.
Because it is somewhat a guessing game. But I think it's them making their best guess. I encourage you to get a flu shot. Scientists discovered that if you get vaccinated in the morning, it lowers your risk of getting the flu. Because your immune system is stronger in the morning. And it helps your body produce more flu-fighting antibodies.
Oh, interesting.
But I would just say, if they come to your office, get it. It doesn't take very long. And I hate needles. And I can do okay with the flu shot because it's tiny. I like needles.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And it still freaks me out a little bit. But as someone who really hates it, I'm okay with it. I just know the overall good. Like, it's okay to get that little pop instead of getting that big flu.
That's it.
Because if you get the flu, you're wiped out for 2 weeks.
True.
So just a heads up there. Appreciate all the calls. Lunchbox's fake news is coming up. I got a couple more people on the phone, too.
More fake news? Because you just fake news.
No, I told you exactly what
story.
Was true.
Oh. Yeah. You got the real story coming. The real fake news. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, Justin and Austin.
Hey, how's it going?
Really good. Amy had a note left in her mailbox. They were like, hey, I want to buy your house. And she's like, is this for real? Is this someone that wants to buy my house like cash money?
No. It's a real thing.
So you're a real estate agent?
Yeah. Yes, I'm a real estate agent here in Austin, Texas, and my wife and I, I'm a buyer specialist, and a lot of times, especially in a hot neighborhood, if I have a client who's seen everything on the market and they have a very specific, what they're looking for as far as bedrooms, baths, square footage, I can go to old listings, tax records, and find specific homes that meet their criteria, and then I'll send out maybe 10, 15 letters to those types of people, people that own those houses and see if they're interested in selling.
Wow, it is a real thing. Amy, you can make...
I'm about to make some bizank.
Hey, Justin, I appreciate you calling because this has happened to me before way back in the day. It doesn't happen now. But it's happened before, too, and I was like, is this even real? So it is real. Even if it's not them going after one house, they're just going after even a street or a neighborhood.
Exactly, yeah. It's a real legit thing, and I do it all the time. And if I'm going to take the time to put that letter together, and I will type it up and then hand sign it. So, yes.
That's what happened to Amy.
That is what happened.
Wow. Hey, Justin, again, appreciate the call. You shed some light on it here, buddy.
All right, man.
Thanks,
I appreciate
man.
You.
And now we appreciate you.
I I really don't have time to move, but I can figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Follow up. Smith, they're offering you. And now time for a story that's circulating on the internet that's not true, but a lot of people think it is. And these were the stories that Lunchbox was bringing in for so long, until we finally realized this dude's full of fake news.
Lunchbox's fake news story of the day.
Man, this is pretty awesome for some elementary school kids in upstate New York. For the first time ever, they have put a Starbucks in the elementary school.
What?
Well,
oh, I just believed it.
Right.
Amy, don't believe it.
I already forgot what we were doing.
Don't be the person on Facebook that retweeted, reposted this.
Here's the thing. Their school is 5th grade through 12th grade. And so for the first time ever, though, the elementary age school will have access to the Starbucks.
Yeah.
You are only allowed 2 espresso shots a day because they don't want you to. And one teacher was quoted as saying, Mrs. Brown said, I've never had kids so excited to learn about geography, and they pay attention more.
There you
so,
go.
So, Starbucks in an elementary school in upstate New York, pretty freaking cool.
That was fake news.
Okay, that story's not true. But I'm telling you, that's why people believe stuff.
Okay, yeah, but that first line, it got me. I was
Amy,
like, what?
You heard the setup and then still believed it.
Yeah, I know.
It's true.
If you see it today, don't believe it. Don't believe it. This kid throws something out the window of a school bus, litters, right? And so this man, adult man, sees it, and as the bus stops, runs up and tries to get in the school bus.
Whoa.
So, was it Lunchbox?
So all the kids start taking pictures of the man trying to get into the school bus. And so the school bus driver is not stupid. He doesn't open the door. Because you know it has that pull thing where it locks the door? And so he leaves it locked and just slowly drives to the police station. And the man's he's holding on to the bus.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
That's extreme.
So what do you do to the man? He didn't do anybody.
As a cop? Like as the law?
Yeah, because they arrested him.
Well,
man arrested after wild video showed him clinging to moving school bus. This is in Baltimore. He was arrested because he was trying to stop the bus.
Yeah, can't you do some like intent of fill in the blank?
Dangering
children. So what about the kid? He littered.
Yeah, I don't know if they're selling him out, which kid it was. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's try this game. I'll give you a word, and you have to sing a famous song with the word in it.
Okay.
And we'll just go around the room. And I'm the judge, so... Huh. So, ready?
Yeah.
And you have 5 seconds to figure it out, okay?
Okay.
If I were to say the word is old, Amy, sing a song with the word old in it. Go ahead.
This old bar stool. Take me for a ride on my big old tractor.
Green tractor.
Dude, this is hard.
Okay, okay.
Lunchbox. Wow, this is difficult.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yeah.
The word is rock.
Rock?
Yep.
Like a rock. Chevy like a rock.
I'm going to give that to him. I'm going to give that. Like a rock. That's Bob Seger.
Oh, like a rock.
Yeah.
Nice, it's Lunch.
In a Chevy commercial. I believe that's Bob Seger, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Like a rock.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give that to you.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Eddie.
Come on.
Your word is sky.
I went skydiving.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Did you put like a heads up on that?
No, no, no. Don't hate him because he's good at it.
Guys, this is my life.
Okay,
my kids make fun of me for doing this every day.
Hate the player, not the game.
That's
okay.
Good.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, I'm out?
You lost, yeah. The word is young.
Young, wild, and free. Huh. Yeah, it's young, wild, and free.
I don't know what song you're singing,
I don't know
though.
Either.
What
like,
is
I know
that
there's
song?
I know there's a song called Young, Wild, and Free with like Wiz and Snoop.
Young and wild and free. That one?
I don't know.
It's like,
so what, we get drunk.
No, that's that song. Okay. No, I don't know. No,
so what,
Lunchbox, you don't get it. If we have to wonder what it is, that's not it.
We're all trying to get it.
Eddie, for the win.
Come on.
Come on, Bones.
Ready?
Yeah.
Which one did I give, Lunchbox?
Young.
Young, okay. Dead.
Cause I'm wanted, dead or alive.
Winner!
Yeah!
He got easy ones.
No, what?
His were easy because he won.
Old?
Yeah, go.
I don't know. That wasn't my word,
yeah,
Amy.
Exactly.
He threw him off. He wasn't ready.
Amy, that was a good
let's
point.
Let's play again.
Okay, I'll give you one more round.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's play again.
Ready?
Yeah.
Amy, the word is lady.
She's a lady, and she knows how to move it. She's a lady.
Sorry.
Lady and the Tramp.
No, not too late. You lost.
Right. Man, I don't know what lady either.
This
That's
is tough. So fun. Let's keep
Lunchbox,
playing.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Your word is think.
Think?
Yeah.
You're done.
Think in peace.
Right. Think
there's
I'm
no
that.
Song with think.
Okay.
There's not one.
Come on, Bones.
Eddie?
Let's give it to the old Bones. Champ here.
Your word is game.
Oh, come on. Game. Yeah. Game.
Yes.
Man. Here we go. One and no, two.
Sorry.
Take I'd me out like, to the no, ball.
Too late. That's a good one, though.
I'd have been like, quit playing games with my heart.
Okay, what about think? Give me one with think, because there is not one out there.
I think I love you, but what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid of you. Not that's how I would have went.
What is that?
I think I know. I think I love you.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What am I so afraid of?
I mean, there's only one song in the world with "think" in it.
No,
you gotta think.
You better know when to hold them.
No, that's not a song.
Okay, how about
one more?
Bones, no. You try one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me give you.
You have to give me like a random. These are just random.
Okay,
like
I'll give
big,
you a random
like
word.
Big words.
Cut.
Okay.
Cup? Okay, red solo
love cup.
Dang, wait, you can't play. If I'm playing, you have to let me play.
I'm singing with you. I didn't give you the answer.
Go ahead.
Let's give,
I'll give you one. All right. Elevator.
Loving an elevator. I mean, Aerosmith. Come on, dude.
Come on, Eddie. That's too easy.
Easy?
That's hard.
Camera.
Camera. Camera.
Oh, I think she got you.
Are there even any songs where
she got
you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, then go.
No, it's not my turn.
It's not my word.
All right, Eddie, you're the champ.
Yeah,
nice
I'll take
word.
It.
There you go.
That's a good game, Bones.
Like, I could have done photograph, because I was like, what is it on Johnny's head? But that's photograph, not
that
camera.
Photograph.
Yeah.
What's camera?
Amy was the worst at that game.
Yeah, oh, but I had sure. the
then
most
she,
fun.
Then she started jumping in my game and then got mad at me when I was like, I'd like to play.
Yeah. Amy, don't hate.
I didn't
did give
you
see how she
answer.
Was hating on you, too?
Big time.
I was jokingly.
Big time. You said hate the player, not the game.
That was a
That's
joke.
Me.
Yeah. Isn't it the other way around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I was reading this story about long-term happiness. Like, there are two main keys to long-term happiness. Number one is don't sweat the small stuff. Like, try not to let things stress you out if they really don't matter. Even if they seem like they matter, if they really don't matter, try not to let it bother you. Put things in perspective. And I think we all have trouble with that on the daily, is that a lot of the stuff that's not going to bother us tomorrow, we let bother us so much today that it affects today, which ends up affecting tomorrow. So number one is don't sweat the small stuff. And number two, don't let yourself become too isolated. They found a really strong connection with how happy people are and how much they socialize and how much they have like friends to hang out with and family and like this support system. So that's it. One, try not to stress about little things. Save it. It's almost like saving up the stress. You're going to stress, so you might as well stress about things that actually matter.
Right.
And number two, well, listen, I'm kind of a hypocrite if I'm like, don't be too isolated. I'm reading you the story. This one I'm not preaching. Listen, I try to not stress about the small things. I try to find solutions for the small things. I'm more of a how do we fix it really quick thing instead of I don't let it worry me. I try to fix it. But I do isolate a lot. But that's just kind of how I survive.
Mm-hmm. You have a very social job, so that helps.
I guess.
I mean, not social, like you have to attend a bunch of parties. I mean, you do get to attend a lot of really cool things, but I mean, think about it. You're sitting here with your friends for several hours, like talking, talk. That I think sometimes we need to isolate to recover.
One, I don't go to anything. I go to maybe four things a year.
Yeah.
So I don't really go to many parties or events.
Ew.
Then we sit in a room.
But Amy's right. This is social hour for 5 hours.
Yeah, some people sit at a desk
yeah.
and stare at their computer and
yeah.
see nobody.
I don't know. It sounds pretty cool.
Oh. I'm miserable.
I'm going to be honest with you. That don't sound so bad sometimes.
Oh, I'd rather be here.
Amy Skinny comes up in a second. We're going to have a story, too, about should parents be legally responsible if their children are bullying. And we can get into that in a minute.
Oh, wow.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, because parents of children found bullying other minors could face first fines and then jail time if it continues in a New York community. And so, again, if your young child misses a bunch of school, the parent's in trouble for it. If your young child's at school and they continue to bully, should the parent be punished, penalized for what the kid's doing? And I think that's a question we'll hit in a few minutes. And if you guys want to hop on the phone, it may be 10 minutes before we get to that, but you can. 877-77-BOBBY. Paris Hilton tweeted out something I thought was pretty philosophical yesterday.
What did she
say?
Yeah,
I mean, just, I just read it and I was like, wow. She tweeted, if you don't know what to say, just be like, that's hot. If you don't know what to say, what's your go-to expression? Amy?
If I don't know. I don't know that I have one. Yeah. Like, that's hot. I say, bye. What?
If I don't know what to say, I'm just like, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Huh. And I'll always do the thing where I'm like, I'll bite my lip and be like, Like, I give them the old fake out. Like, I'm really taking this in right now. But my physical expression, you can tell that I really feel this is interesting. But I'll be like, it's interesting.
But in reality, you got nothing to say.
I got nothing to come out. Lunchbox, you have one?
That's legit.
What if it's not, though?
I don't know. That's just my go-to. That's legit.
That's legit. Brian in Arkansas. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, buddy?
Are you good?
I'm good, dude. I can't believe I'm getting to talk to you. What's up, man?
Oh, another day, another dollar. You know what they say.
You get a dollar, man? They only pay me a nickel. I need your job.
Yeah, you do. It's a pretty good one, except for the hours. Other than the hours, it's all good here. Hey, where you live in Arkansas, bud?
Man, I'm in Cabot, Arkansas, brother.
I represent. Hey, what's going on with you?
Man, look, I need some namaste in my life. I really do. And I don't know how you can make that masterpiece any better, but I'm just curious. Is it ready for radio, your new version yet?
It is not. Listen, this is what I know. I know yesterday, because Walker Hayes produced the song. Walker and I wrote it together, and then Walker produced it. And I know he was going in to work on it some yesterday, but our bosses were like, hey, love Namaste, the song The Raging Idiots we do. It's going to download it like crazy, but can you do something like make it a little bit country? And I was like, well, nah. But then Natalie Stovall played it live with us, and she was on The Voice last night, by the way, and it was really good when she played it. And I was like, you know what, bosses? That's a great idea. And so we went and cut it in the studio. Maybe next week. I mean, I can play the original version if you want to hear that.
Please, dude. I got to have Namaste before I get out of the truck and go to work, man. Holy, that is my song every morning, brother. I love it.
That's funny, dude.
It is a masterpiece, brother. It truly is.
Well, Brian, I'll play it just for you. I'm going to load it up real quick and have it ready. But Brian, appreciate you, buddy.
Yo! Dude, thank you, buddy. I love y'all, man. Y'all have a good one.
All right, bud. Yeah, I'll play that. So here's a song from The Raging Idiots called Namaste. I hope you download it. We're going to be out on the road, by the way, next weekend in Tulsa, in Lubbock. We're going to be in El Paso and Austin. So enjoy Namaste from The Raging Idiots.
Seven:30 in the morning, in the suit that I was born in. Girl, why you laughing at me? Come on, baby, wear my khakis.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I was on Twitter last night and I saw the shooting at Texas Tech because I started seeing lockdown on campus. And I was like, what happened here? And so it turns out someone shot a cop. I didn't know the whole story. Do you guys know what happened?
Yeah, I know what happened.
Here, I'll play this. This is from Fox and Friends.
New video of a Texas Tech student in handcuffs accused of killing a campus police officer. That's 19-year-old Hollis Daniels taken to the police station after drugs were reportedly found in his room. That's where cops say he pulled out a gun and shot an unidentified officer in the head.
It's like,
what?
Exactly. Like, I didn't know the circumstances last night.
Me neither. I just like, assumed it was some sort of person on campus just walking around with a gun doing.
Me too. Stupid. And then I saw that a cop had been shot, and I was like, "Oh, you got to be kidding me!" I didn't know this was a case like someone had discovered drugs in the dorm room. Like that's almost a nothing. And you're gonna shoot some. What do you know anything else about this?
They said that he then ripped the body cam off.
Wow.
Tried to ditch it and ditch the gun, ran. They found him on campus a few hours later.
Man, what a piece of crap, huh?
From Seguin, Texas.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that stinks. And we're on in Lubbock, and so
man.
Everybody out there that was affected by this, I'm sorry, that sucks. So there's nothing more to say about that. I didn't know that was the case where it was. I thought someone maybe just went to. I didn't know. This woman's mad at her ex-boyfriend because he's cheating on her, or was cheating on her. And so she goes and she starts destroying his car in the parking lot because she sees it out, and it wasn't his car.
Oh,
no.
Oh.
Because I think we've all done the thing where we grab a car door and try to open it, and it's not the car. It's just a car that's similar in make or model.
I've gotten inside of a car.
Okay.
Because it was unlocked, and I thought it was mine. I was like, ooh. And then I got in, and I was like, I don't drink that.
So she did that.
Oh, no.
And started beating the crap out of it, like before he cheat like style Carrie Underwood.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was the wrong car. It wasn't even the dude's
That's
car.
Expensive. Mm,
and that's probably, mistake. Like, law. You get in trouble. So, up north of Buffalo, New York, this town's like, all right, parents, if your kids continue to bully, we're going to fine you money. And if they continue after that, we'll just take you to jail. Because they can't control the bullying. And kids are doing all kinds of stuff. Kids are committing suicide because it's become so rampant. So it's like, what's the deal? Do we think parents should have something to do with their kids? Like, are they accountable? I want to bring on Sarah in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Sarah, you're on.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What do you think about this?
I think as a parent of a fifth grader, I feel like that the parent should be held accountable for at least getting that child that's doing the bullying to a counselor, to a doctor, to someone to figure out the cause of why they're bullying. There's always a cause for kids acting out. And it usually could be a deep-rooted cause or just something on the surface. But I do feel like it's the parents' responsibility. They are their children, and they're their parent or guardian. They're the ones responsible for their child until they are an adult.
So you feel like that the parents should be penalized financially and then with criminal charges if their kids don't stop?
I think if they don't show any effort of trying to help their child. If they don't do anything other than tell them, quit doing it, I think they should be penalized in some sort of fashion if they show no effort. Now, if they make the effort and get their kid to a counselor, to a psychiatrist, psychologist, whoever, and they continue to do it, then no. But I think that we let parents flat on making that effort to try to help their kid. And that's where the problem starts.
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
All right, have a good morning. I'll grab some more of these calls in a second, let you guys think about that. We'll do that in a minute. The Star Wars trailer came out yesterday. I don't watch Star Wars. I'm not even a person who goes, I've never seen a Star Wars. I have people that do that. Want to acknowledge how cool they are by not consuming what's popular in culture.
Yeah.
Annoy the urine out of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never seen Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't want to say annoy the piss out of me, so I said urine. Yeah.
It's same thing, not that same effect.
I just don't want to get right to
meaning.
It, but since you want to call it out.
Okay, I just didn't know if it's a new thing.
Yeah. So
I'm urined off right now.
Yeah.
You really urine me.
All right. So the official trailer for Star Wars The Last Jedi was released. Eddie's a big Star Wars nerd.
I am, and I've not seen the trailer yet.
What?
But apparently Mark Hamill's in it, the original guy, Luke Skywalker. Fisher's in it.
Yeah, I read that they were going to do that, and so she came out in the trailer. Did you watch it?
No, I saw the poster.
Oh, okay.
Because again, I'm not a Star Wars nerd. I'm a Game of Thrones nerd, but I'm not a Star Wars nerd.
When I found you, I saw raw, untamed.
I don't even know what's happening. I don't care. But it came out, and everybody was freaking out. And that's cool if you love Star Wars. It's exciting if you love Star Wars.
Yeah.
Because if they, and again, I would see people on Twitter going, never seen a Star Wars. I can't even get it. There's no reason to hate something you don't get.
Don't hate on Star
Wars. I jumped in a tweet thread last night, and I was like, you know what?
On Star Wars?
Yeah. I was like, I haven't seen it either. I watched 30 minutes of the first one. Didn't like it.
Yeah.
But I probably, there's something to it, or that many people wouldn't love it.
Exactly.
There's something to it.
That's right.
This Sopranos, never seen it. There's something to it. Game of Thrones, you guys haven't seen it. I'm telling you, there's something to it.
Yep. Everything except Nickelback.
Oh, no. Yeah. All right, there's this town, and they're like, okay, if your kid's bully, you'll be fined, and then we may put you in jail. So should parents be legally responsible if their kids are bullies? Let's go over to Diana in Lubbock. Diana, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about this?
Well, first I would like to go off fanboy for a moment because I am so totally on the Bobby Bones show. Oh, I love Bobby.
Well, thank you.
I'm so excited
thank you
to be here.
I am. I'm coming to Lubbock next weekend. Are you coming?
Of course.
Okay. I can't wait to see you. I hope the Raging Idiots are coming to Lubbock. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad you're excited to be on the show. Now,
Are you a, you're a mom?
I am. I'm a mom of eight.
Wow.
Holy cow. All right. I bet you're tired, huh?
Well, I used to be when we had the baby. The oldest one was 11.
Yeah.
So we used to be tired, but now they're all big kids.
Yeah,
so
wait.
My youngest one's 13 and the oldest one's 25. And I have been on both sides of that crazy bullying spectrum. I have children that think that it's okay or cool to, you know, think that they're tough and go in school and, you know, be an ass. And pardon me, I probably shouldn't have said that. And I have had to deal with that. And I've had to deal with kids coming home crying because they were pushed in lockers or made fun of because one's fat or that type of stuff. So I completely understand both sides of that, the whole bullying thing.
Well, what do you think about being penalized as a parent if your kid won't stop?
I think 100% it should happen.
Yeah.
I've had to go sit in the counselor's office and talk about this one's attitude or that one's sensitivity and how we've had to deal with it. And in Texas, and we grew up in New Mexico in Clovis, and I don't know if you
shout
just,
out.
Heard about the shooter that came into the library there. So he went in because he was depressed and he was bullied and he just lost it and he just shot the entire library up and killed a whole bunch of people, and even younger kids were there, and which was absolutely tragic. So I believe 100% if you're having a problem with your child and the school gets involved, it should be your responsibility. Whether you are being a bully or being bullied, you need to go in there and defend your child and make sure that you do something about the situation. You don't know if your child's going to be the next one that goes postal, and you don't know if your child's the one that's going to go in there and beat up the little kid, or, you know, most definitely parents should be held accountable for what their children do. If you can't get off of yourself and help your baby, then what else are they going to do?
Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Eddie, you have kids?
Yeah.
You got two kids?
Yeah, that's a tough one. And I don't think it's that black or white. You know, it's like parenting's hard and all kids are different. I just feel like there has to be a certain point where, like, if there's a requirement for parents to do this for their kids, like, you know, with, like someone said, counseling, talk about them, or a one-on-one meeting with teachers and the parent. And then after that, if it continues, then yes. But I just don't think it's that easy to be able to punish a parent for this.
Samantha in Tulsa.
Hi, yes, sir.
Are you a police officer?
Yes, I am. My husband and I both are.
Well, thank you for calling. Thank you for what you do. I really appreciate you putting your life out there every single day for us. So before you have anything to say, I really do appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
What would you like to say about this?
Well, just like what Eddie just said, it's not black and white. And I think that, you know, if a child vandalizes something or, you know, just stuff that I see in Tulsa, you know, the parents, man, they have to go to court and they have to pay the fines and stuff. But the parent's not the one that gets punished. I think that the whole point of punishment, whether you're spanking your kids or what we're talking about, is a deterrent for future behavior. It's to bring about some sort of change. And I think there should be some sort of program. And if the parents don't follow the steps of the program, then they should be held accountable. But punishing a kid or punishing a parent because their kid is kind of a jerk isn't going to change that kid's behavior. You know, you got to get to the root of the problem, and each situation is going to be different. So I think saying we're going to fine you and then imprison you. First of all, really, you're going to put parents in prison, and what are you going to do with the kids?
Yeah.
Like,
put them in there with them.
Put
them in the clink together.
That's not going to help.
Oh.
I mean, it's not that simple. And I mean, it figures that would be something coming from New York, that would be an idea.
Don't be a geography hater, Samantha. Come on.
I mean, come on.
Come on, Samantha. Don't be a geography hater.
To hold people accountable, you have to hold people accountable, not parents accountable, people accountable. That's what's wrong with today, is that every kid that gets mad and goes to school and does something, it's not the kid's fault, it's somebody else's fault. You've got to hold every single person accountable for their actions, no matter how old they are. Look, I got a 9-year-old, a 4-year-old, and an 18-month-old, and you better believe that 18-month-old is already getting punished for his ridiculous tantrums and behaviors.
They probably don't punish them in New York, do they?
Probably not.
No, probably not.
Got them.
Yeah, no. Hey, listen, Samantha, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
My daughter is going to freak out when I let her know that I was on the show. I was trying to.
What's her name?
Her name's Savannah.
So, okay, well, listen, this will be on the podcast, so you can put her back on the podcast. Hey, Savannah, what's up? Your mom's really cool. So thank you for calling the show.
Yes, thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye. Just to kind of wrap it up, I don't think there's a – listen, kids of punk – I don't have kids, so I know everything about kids.
Right.
I got bullied a lot. Like, oh. And I don't think that all bullying is bad. I think there's a level it gets to when it becomes unhealthy. For me, adversity made me who I am. But there's also a point where it does get to someone needs to step in. I think the kids get in trouble. If a kid keeps getting in trouble, don't you throw him in juvie? Like, if a kid keeps doing bad stuff, doesn't he end up going to jail?
Yeah.
Yes.
Something
yes.
like that, yeah.
I'm cool with finding the parents. I don't think the parents should go to jail, though.
That's too much.
Because, again, what do you do with the kid?
Right.
Put them in there with them. But here's the thing. Parents can be fined $250 and sentenced to 15 days.
15 days?
Whoa!
Yeah. It's a whole thing. But it's also Buffalo, New York. Let's not get that confused with...
So she was right?
No, Buffalo's like hardcore.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, Buffalo's not New York City. All right. Yeah. They're two different things. But there's not a right answer. There isn't. But I just found it a little... wild that was a thing being talked about now. So that'll probably be talked about more and more. My stepdad, Arkansas Keith, is on the phone. Hello.
Hey.
Morning.
What you doing, man?
Well, we're doing the show. Mm-hmm. And here's what happened. Last night I'm at the house. I'm watching a ball game. And I get a text. And my stepdad's in Springfield. Are you still in Springfield?
I'm in Republic, right out of Springfield.
So he's in Republic, Missouri. And he texts me. And what did you see last night out of nowhere?
Hey, Bobby Bones burger on the menu. I about fell out.
What?
Do you remember the restaurant that you were in?
I was at Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Springfield, Missouri.
I remember that happening, but how crazy that he just happened to go there and then he saw it. Like, that's
well,
nuts.
My son-in-law Matt was sitting by me and he was looking at the menu and he said, hey, I'm having one of these. And I looked over and I saw that and I said, whoa. And Cammy, she freaked out, started taking pictures of it. So I mean, well, it's pretty shocking.
Like, if everything I've ever done, I think that might be the coolest thing to have, that I was in a sandwich. They have a sandwich in Springfield named after me.
So did you get it?
I did not. I had already eaten, but Matt ate one. He said they're great, so tonight I'm going there and have one.
You know, yeah, there we go. How are you doing? You good?
I'm doing good. I'm just up visiting with Cammy and, you know, just seeing her and spend some time with her. They're off today. Matt and I are going to hunt tomorrow, so everything's going great.
Now, you're not in your neck of the woods, so you know where to hunt in Springfield or Republic?
Yeah, I got a good idea. I'm just kind of following Matt around a little bit. He's got an idea where we're going. So.
Wait, what are you guys trying to kill?
Pheasants. We're going after pheasants tomorrow.
Do you have a dog?
No, we're going to rent a dog, per se.
Somebody just have one, you're just going to borrow one? Or can you literally...
Yeah. You can literally rent dogs, yeah.
Are you on vacation from the park?
Yeah, I'm through there for the winter. I don't have to go back to work till March. So
seasonal.
I'm in my hunting mode now, so...
So you hunt how many days a week until you go back to work?
Most of them. I wouldn't miss many days.
Is that, I know that that's definitely something you love and is like a hobby of yours too, but is hunting, and I know that you eat what you kill too, but are you able to sell things too, or?
No, you don't sell game, you know, that's, for one thing, it's against the law, but that's not the way I was raised, you know, somebody will take it.
I know, I love that you donate it sometimes to different organizations that are feeding people that are in need, right?
Yeah, and I don't even like ducks, and I shoot a lot of those, and people take ducks, you know, there's people that do like them.
Okay, yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you found the sandwich there. I hope you take a picture.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, was it not?
Take a picture of you and the sandwich tonight whenever you're eating it, and text it over to me.
All right, man, I will.
All right, yeah, have fun. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, good talking to you.
All right, you too. See you later.
Oh, it's illegal?
Yeah, you can't kill a...
I don't know if you can have a side business.
No.
I don't.
FDA, you know, it's all that.
Okay.
You know,
makes
you can't
sense.
Kill someone. I mean, you can. People did, but you can't.
Okay,
you really
cool,
can.
cool.
That's my stepdad, Arkansas Keith, on the phone there. All right. Keith Urban is on the phone. Hey, buddy.
What? Hey, how are you guys this morning?
We are fantastic. What are you doing?
You hear that?
What is that?
Are you at the house?
I'm good. Tell me something good.
There you go.
That's funny. What?
I think it's time that you guys hear something good, and also that your listeners should know they have impeccable taste.
Because they are listening to CMA Broadcast winner for National Personality of the Year.
Who, us?
What?
Wait, who?
Yes.
Oh,
congratulations.
You have to spell things out for us. So we are you saying we won?
You guys are the winners of the CMA
goodness.
Broadcast
wow.
National
wow.
Personality of the Year.
Wow. What? Am I supposed to give a speech now or no?
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to thank Keith Urban, first of all, for waking up in the morning and calling.
Thank you, Bobby Bones.
Well, no, that's really awesome. I was not expecting to get this call, so I'm a little bit shook by it. I'll gather my words at a later time, but thank you very much for calling. I really appreciate that.
You know what? And it is true that we need some good news right about now, and I'm just super happy to be able to call you guys and tell you that this morning.
Well, thank you very much. And thanks, Keith. I'll let you go about your morning. Thank you for the call. Really and good to talk to you again, buddy.
You're too sweet. What are you going to wear, Bobby?
I have no idea. Like, I have no plans later than tonight, and then I got nothing. Calendar's clear, so I got to figure that out.
Well, look, there's a scene in the original Dumb and Dumber where there's a couple of great suits, and I think one of those suits might be perfect for you.
If you'll wear the other one, I'll wear the
Yeah.
If you'll do one, I'll do the other.
I'm taking the apricot one. You
the blue one.
Hey, Keith, thank you. It really is an honor, and we probably don't deserve it, but I appreciate you making the call to tell us we won. That's crazy.
You so do.
All right.
Congrats, Amy. Hey, Lunchbox Eddie. Congrats
to
all of you guys.
Thanks, Keith.
Thank you. Yeah.
Bye, Keith. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
You bet.
Hey, play something else.
Yeah.
Play another song.
Play some more.
Yeah.
What do you want to hear?
Give us Blue Ain't Your Color.
Oh.
Yeah.
Blue, blue on the sky. Looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes.
Dang, look at
so
that.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. I'm going to stretch him for one more. On the piano, can you play Where the Black Top Ends?
Well, first of all, I'm holding the phone with my left hand, so I'm just playing one-handed. Gonna kick out the shoes and run as that feet through the grass and the dirt and the stuff along me. Moving back to the way I'm gonna visit on the rest of the feet my soul.
That's awesome! Yeah! Yeah! All right, Keith, go about your morning. Thank you very much. You're an amazing friend.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. See you, buddy.
What if?
Thank you. Bye-bye. I don't even know.
Is he just messing with us?
No. I guess we won. That's crazy that we won. That's crazy that he played those songs on the piano with one hand.
Cool.
He's super talented. And what if he just followed us around all day and played whatever we wanted?
Yeah, like, I thought I was going to hit him hard with that Where the Black Top Ends. Like, Bobby, I don't play that one on piano.
No,
he did.
It wasn't a thing.
Yeah. He made it into a beautiful masterpiece.
With one hand.
I'm going to kick off my shoes. Well, there's that. How about that? Hey, so we won the CMA for National Radio Show, which is pretty awesome. I don't know what to say right now because I wasn't expecting one. I saw Keith Urban was calling in, and I was like, oh, he probably just wants to talk. Because Keith's one of the guys I talked to. I was like, I wonder what he heard that was funny. Wonder what segment he wants to comment on. And then, so listen, I'll say this, that we wouldn't win anything without you guys listening. So I'm sure one day I'll have some more poignant things to say. Right now, I just say thanks to you guys that listen to the show, because everything else doesn't matter without you. So long as you guys know that, and then when I and we win awards, it's a we thing. It's a we, as in me, this room, and you that listen. So long as everybody knows that, I think we're all good. And I try to stress that as much as possible. So,
well said.
That's interesting. It.
Yeah, it is interesting.
I need some time to think about this one.
I'm a little shocked.
I mean, trust me. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I really was like.
But it's exciting.
I was like, I wonder what Keith thinks was so funny today. Usually he'll text me if it's something during the show. Send me a text and be like, hey, that's funny. But I was like,
well, because it was our first time being nominated, too. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think probably. You're right.
And then we won.
Yeah.
Hey, started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Oh, boy.
There he
okay,
goes.
Drake.
There he
Be humble. Yeah. Stay humble. Sit down.
Okay, stop it. You guys both badly reciting hip hop lyrics from.
All I do is hit it.
Okay.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Oreo's newest flavor is a mystery, and if you guess it right, you could win $50,000.
Wait, so all I have to do is eat it and go, banana! And they can bring 50 grand?
Well, you have until November to submit your guesses to Oreo's website. Yeah. But yeah, if you guess it right, like you type in the right answer, you're going to throw it into a mix where you could win $50,000.
Okay.
And
so it's a lottery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's an ingredient.
But listen, I have a tip. Some people that have already tried the mystery flavor, they say it tastes like some sort of cereal or cereal milk.
I saw they have a new flavor out that I do know. It's a hot and spicy Oreo.
Ugh.
Really?
Really? It's fake news.
No, oh, it's not yeah, fake, news. Fake news. No, no, no.
You got that from Lunchbox. Fake news.
No, 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 no.
That was fake news.
Fake news.
Type in spicy Oreo. I bet you it comes up. I don't do fake news.
Okay.
Hot and spicy cinnamon Oreos.
Oh, you see it? Great.
Oh, like a hot tamale?
That was
fake. No, no.
He went to his site.
And it says, that is not a real thing.
Really?
You didn't let me finish the sentence, you.
Fake news.
Crap.
Fake news.
Lunchbox got us again with the fake news.
So I didn't
All right,
see that.
There we go. It's really not a real thing?
Why would it be? That sounds
According
disgusting.
According to my website.
Oh, like people don't make disgusting things.
Yeah, hot tamales are yummy.
Well, if he's going to his website and it's saying it's not real, it's got to be real.
Oh, right.
Because his website's fake news.
PopSugar.com said it's not real.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that. I trust that website. I go there.
Hey, nothing more credible than PopSugar.com.
Y'all, that's a credible site.
But that just shows you I was fooled by the fake news, too, because
yes,
I read it and was like, oh, hot and spicy Oreo. Probably Russians did that.
For sure.
Dang it. What else?
So the former Dance Mom star, you know, Abby Lee Miller, we've talked about her a few
she's
times.
She's in jail, right?
Yeah, she's serving a year in prison, but her dance company is selling these limited edition free Abby Lee t-shirts for $30. And on the back of the shirt, it's just her image. And to be clear, she pleaded guilty to concealing her assets in a bankruptcy claim, but now she's profiting off her crime. Like, they're selling these and they're making money.
Well, you can't profit off your crime, is the law. Well, so they have to be doing something.
There's a loophole?
Backwards. Somebody else is profiting off her crime. Maybe
okay.
That she knows.
Her dance company.
Whatever the case is. Lunchbox.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got to interrupt this. I'm at a different website.
Uh-oh. Go ahead. Come on. Bring the pain, buddy.
I'm on Delish.com.
I trust them. I trust them. Yes. Go ahead.
And it says, the junk food aisle is pretty spot on when it comes to finding the newest Oreo flavors, and you can expect the hot and spicy cinnamon Oreos soon. At a grocery store. So there are conflicting reports.
No, not conflicting reports. I'm telling you the true story. I don't fall for fake news.
I mean, we moved on.
I was ashamed of myself.
I'm sorry. I kept researching because I don't want to be called fake news. So I'm trying to.
So you did find the fake news first. That's
yes.
What you do. Fake news first. Lunchbox.
Fake news first.
But it really
is happening?
I don't fall for fake news.
Okay.
The junk food aisle credits the YouTuber behind the Reckless Eating channel with finding the new flavor.
Hey, Mike D. I'm going to put you on this. Find out if spicy Oreos are real or not.
Okay.
You give us the final determination.
Wow.
Lunchbox has quoted two sites that have no real history of being...
Delish.com and
Okay, let's go to...
Okay, well, let's go with Amy's pile.
Just to be clear, mystery Oreo is real and you could win $50,000.
We don't care about that.
No, it is. All you do is go type in this, the cinnamon Oreo.
But no, that's not the winner. The winner is like a cereal, like Fruity Pebble.
Yeah, what else, Amy?
Okay, but Ben Affleck, he is trying to stay sober, so now he has a third wheel, or I guess if he's with somebody else, he always has someone with him by his side, and it's a sober companion. Like, he pays for this guy to go everywhere he goes to keep him. Like, he went to Saturday Night Live the other night because his girlfriend works there, I guess.
You say that funny. She's a writer, but yeah.
Yeah. So then, but he had his third wheel in tow, so that way he wasn't tempted to go to the after party and do anything. Sober companion's like he pays him to be there. I was like, whoa, I need one of those for food. I need, like, a food companion.
Well, a sober companion's a real thing. It's almost like in AA. They're not a companion all the time, but you have a sponsor.
Yeah, that's true.
So this is the same thing.
So this is like if you have a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I think it's actually a great thing. If he can afford it and if he wants to keep himself out of trouble. But again, if really he really wants to do it, it always comes down to what's in yourself. If he wanted to go, hey, sober companion, you're fired. I'm not going to be sober. He could. But it's a good step for him. And like for me, let's just use sugar. I keep sugar out of my house. Because I know I eat it all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it out of my house is my sugar companion.
Oh.
You have to find your way to... And for him, maybe that's it. Maybe it's someone constantly reinforcing in his head, hey, that's not a good idea. Here's why.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a human. It can be something else. For me, it's I don't want to get in the car and go down the road. So that's my blocker.
So to buy the sugar.
So I just
got
go to
it.
Bed. I keep a box of Werther's Original. I do. And I have two. I had two. I'm not going to lie to you and act like I'm the...
You're human.
I'm not a role model, okay? Right. I had two Werther's Original last night. Yes, Lunchbox.
I'd like to officially say I'm ready to go on record.
Oh, okay, now I'm not going.
I'm ready to go on record.
Mike D is the record, but hold on a second. Amy, what else do you have?
Well, millennials are making cash obsolete, so we really are in a period of time where we may not know cash
good.
Anymore.
We shouldn't. Like, it's disgusting. Everybody's hands have been on it. Drugs have been all over it. People's butts have been all over it. I don't want cash.
We bank on our smartphones. We use our credit cards. Like, I wonder if my kids, like, when they're my age...
Here, you can have all my cash. I don't need more anymore.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Let's get rid of it.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay, so now I need Lunchbox's statement.
No. Mike D's giving the statement. But go ahead. Mike D, did you find out the answer or no?
Looks like there's hot and spicy cinnamon Oreos.
There we go. Lunchbox, is that what you were going
to
say on the record?
Yes, I was ready to go on the record and say these are a real thing. And what they were saying is it's not a national holiday. When I said Pop Sugar said it's not a real thing, they were saying hot and cinnamon Oreo is not a national holiday because they said it's National Oreo Day.
Okay, I don't know the extra words you're saying. Yeah. All I'm hearing is... I was right.
You're
right?
Right, and then I called you wrong, and now I'm going on
your
record.
Fake news. No, you are the king of fake news.
That was fake news.
Fake news. I was coming back to set the record straight that it is a real.
That was fake news.
Fake news.
All right.
Some of these news articles are very confusing when they write their words out.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Lunchbox was telling us this morning that an elementary school is putting in a Starbucks.
Which is crazy.
And they're limiting... Amy, it's not real.
No,
they're limiting their kids to two espresso shots a morning. And the teachers were commenting on how much the students learn. That's fake news.
That was fake news.
Okay.
The elementary school kids will now have access to
this. How are they even paying for that?
Amy, it's not a real story.
It's in upstate New York.
Oh, it's a rich school.
Yes, obviously.
Okay. Natalie Stovall is on the phone. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
So, Natalie made it on Team Blake last night on The Voice.
Whoop, whoop.
And I got to... Okay, so, it was quick. I got to be honest with you. It was pretty quick, Natalie.
I know you had to watch fast. It was crazy.
Well, first I was like, I turned The Voice on, and I was watching it, and I'm like, whoa, it's 2 hours. Well, how about that? And I'm like, okay. Anything for Natalie Stovall is what I think of my head. So talented. I'm like, if it was 7 hours, I'm watching it, because I'm ready to watch. And then it's like 100 minutes into it, and it goes, and Natalie Stovall is on Team Blake, and she was gone. And I didn't even want to text you, because I was like, oh, did you expect there to be a bigger thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, my whole family was over and we were all sitting around watching and, I thought that we'd get to see my audition. I don't know. I thought we'd get to see the whole thing, but you know, I mean, they did show a little clip and they put the song up on iTunes. So at least the whole thing is up there, but yeah, I mean, you know, you're out in LA for a whole month before you even get to do the audition. So you spend so much of your life and you're like, wait, is that it? You just show a little clip.
Now, again, I'm super pumped for you that you made it and you're on Team Blake. Like, that's awesome. A little bit of you were like, oh, like, I didn't even text you because I don't want to be like, well, that was quick. Because I didn't know if, like, you were like, just pumped you're on or if you were like, oh, I wish it had been longer. I told everybody that I was going to be on.
No, I mean, I'm so excited about the whole thing because there's so much more to come.
Okay. Okay. Now I'm feeling good. Okay. Now I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
So
you'll be on it again.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
What do you do for an entire month? Because it feels like they make it seem like you just show up and you try out.
I know. I had no idea I was going to be there a month. But you work on your song. You have wardrobe fittings. You have hair and makeup fittings. You rehearse with the band. You work on your song some more with a vocal coach. And they kind of give you ideas and say, maybe try this here. And
oh, wow.
You are sequestered, your family, your husband, everybody can't visit. You have to just stay in a hotel. And it's wild. I mean, it's a really intense process that I appreciated, but was a little, it's a lot.
Wow. Natalie Stovall is on, who made The Voice last night. She's on Team Blake. And so I just wanted to call and say, by the way, you can download her. I'll play the song in just a second. So do you have any idea when you're back on?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. Yeah, I have no idea. But the next couple of weeks will be the battle rounds. You know, they have another show tonight, which will show the final auditions. And then the next couple of weeks, they'll have the battle rounds on Mondays and Tuesdays. And so I will be on one of those 4 episodes.
All right. Well, congratulations there, champ.
Thank you.
Natalie's awesome. Like, first time I met Natalie, she came in and performed. And then I was like, man, you're awesome. Now she's awesome on TV.
Amazing.
All right, Natalie. Thank you.
Bye.
And the song, it's an old Steel Driver song. Chris Stapleton, lead singer, but she did it. I wouldn't be wishing I was free if it hadn't been, if it hadn't been for love. If it hadn't been for the love. Yeah. Natalie's so awesome. We beg her to play with us. She's playing Raging Idiot shows with us, for a couple at least. Austin, El Paso. But, yeah, she can't do all of them for some reason.
Some weird reason.
I really don't know. That's the thing. I'm trying to get it out. I'm literally wondering out loud. Like, huh. Anyway, congratulations to Natalie Stovall. Mario Lopez turns 44 today. We were just talking about him yesterday.
Wow.
Because I had heard that he tried to get into a restaurant by saying instead of paying for a meal, he would just post on Instagram.
Yeah.
They called ahead.
Yeah, which I thought was kind of funny.
I know, me too.
Like, I wouldn't do that. And I don't even know if that's true. That was just, like, word coming through the rumor mill. That's funny, though.
So he's 44?
He is, today.
Wow. He still looks young.
Here are 5 facts about Saved by the Bell that you may not have known.
Oh, love that show.
Yeah, I think we all love Saved by the Bell, huh?
Of course.
Eddie, is that a little before, like, after
your
time?
No, that was right when I was growing up. Stop.
Because you're a little older
than us. Yeah, but you were watching it, like, in high school, right?
Yeah.
All right, fact number one, Zach and Lisa dated in real life for the majority of the show's run.
Really?
Zach Morris and Lisa Turtle. Yeah, they dated 3 years. And he said, listen, all of us dated at one point or other. We were all kids, but Zach and Lisa dated for 3 years.
That must have been hard for Lisa Turtle when he had to, like, hang out with Kelly Kapowski.
Ooh, and kiss her on set?
Yeah.
Mark Paul Gosselaar had to dye his hair every 2 weeks because he has brown hair.
He's not
a blonde.
So he had, he's of course not a blonde.
Oh, no one's a real blonde, right?
No, but,
even boys.
Look, he's out now. Like, he does shows.
I don't see him now. Well, what does he do now?
He's acting lots of things. He's
done, like, a show
officer on TBS.
Oh, he did Franklin and Bash for, like, 2 weeks.
No, that was not for a bit. But, yeah.
Never saw it.
He came to the studio.
That was cool.
We did an interview with him and Bash, whoever the other guy was. Yeah. Jesse actually auditioned for the role of Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
But then they moved her. Elizabeth Berkeley is her name.
Yes.
And she did Showgirls.
She did afterwards.
That was a good movie.
That was the end of that. There was no swearing allowed on the set. The guy said, hey, we need to have a wholesome feel, so no swearing.
Yeah. I learned a lot of that when I watched the Lifetime movie about Saved by the Bell, the real story or whatever.
Oh, the unauthorized?
Sure,
Yeah. The show was called When the Bell Rings, and lastly they changed it to Good Morning, Miss Bliss, and then quickly they changed it to Saved by the Bell. Bonus fact, the show's theme song was written by Scott Gale, who also wrote the music for the Golden Girls.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow, that guy's rich.
Thanks.
Look at that.
We know those are 2 theme songs, or we know all the
words. Oh, yeah, by
heart. No. Not just that. The Raging Idiots, our band, we did the Golden Girls.
We went in the studio.
Spent money.
Do kids these days have that anymore, like theme songs and know them?
No.
Or is that something that's part of our...
There really aren't, because it ends quicker.
I mean, I know one for Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol.
That's tiny
on
kids.
The double.
Okay, no,
she's
mean,
talking
like
about
a real
shows.
Show.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Because we got to get to shows quicker. Our attention span. There's a reason shows don't end at 56 anymore. Because we know it is 56, so we change it. Oh, it's commercials for 4 minutes.
That's true.
Now it rolls to the top of the hour. They roll the next show while they're running the credits of the other one. It goes right into it.
We're getting too busy.
We don't have time for that crap.
Kids aren't going to have, thank you for being a friend.
Yeah, they definitely are not. I was going to play that. I guess we don't have it in the system.
We don't have our version of it?
I don't think so.
It's got to change that.
It's true.
I mean, you would think I'd have everything we've ever done in here. I guess we don't. Well, whatever. Well. Search it up on iTunes. The Raging Idiots did a version of Golden Girls theme song.
And it's good, actually. It is.
It is good. Yeah, we did. I will say it is good.
It is.
Yeah, we play it live at our shows. The Bobby Bones Show. All right, follow me on Instagram if you'd like. My name is Mr. Bobby Bones. If you go back and listen to the show, you can hear Lunchbox's fake news story of the day that had to do with giving coffee to kids at school, which, by the way, is completely fake news. So if you see it being passed around on Facebook today, don't believe it. Amy's Morning Corny. Tonight, I'm doing an event at the Bluebird Cafe. I'm playing for musicians on call. It's a
I'm on the board, and so I do a lot of fundraising for them. And so I call John Party and Dustin Lynch and Nikita Carmen, and so we're going to play tonight. So there are only like 90 tickets to the thing.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'll post, I mean, I'll post pictures and stuff, but...
But it's sold out.
Yeah, it's sold out. Yeah. So I got to put myself in front of it, because you go in a round. It goes in a circle. Mm-hmm. So you know you don't want to follow them. So I'll go first.
Perfect.
Then let them go, and then put like Nikita after them, so it's a good buffer.
So smart.
Yeah. But it's John Part. Yeah, there we go. John and Dustin. She loves a small town boy like me. And new artist Nikita Carmen. Oh, when you think love has a curfew, and I just want you all of the night. It's like you think we're breaking the rules. What are you doing tonight? Anything?
No. Oh, yeah. No, my sister-in-law and her husband are coming over for dinner.
Oh, I was going to see if you want to come to the... Bluebird, but
yeah, I know. Too bad.
Guess you can't, huh?
I really would love to be there. So yeah, thank you.
But if you would, if your family wasn't here,
I know. It's a bummer.
Oh crap! All right, I guess we'll go. Lunch. What are you doing tonight?
I guess I'll be catching up on the challenge since couldn't get a ticket.
What's the
Dirty
Real
30
World World Rules
The Real
challenge.
World The Dirty 30 on MTV.
You still watch that?
I watch it all the time, yeah. And it is getting good. They're playing for $1 million this season. And since I couldn't get tickets to the Bluebird and I couldn't find them online on the resale sites.
They don't sell tickets, reservations. Bluebird doesn't have tickets. It's only reservations.
Well, that's why I couldn't find them. So yeah. I couldn't get into the Bluebird. So yeah. I guess I'll be going to watch the challenge.
All right, cool. All right, we'll see you guys.
You can't get me in?
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
You're gonna get Amy in.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for listening.
Bye. Get your Bobby Bones on.